cares for the little children? You decide to no conviction, blind revenge on a blameless victim.
All right, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show, mate.
Yeah, I'm Meek. What about you?
Hello, Meek. Nice to meet you.
Nice.
I'm Dennis.
Wow, you got a nice name.
Let me turn the music. I'll give it a couple of seconds, and the music will stop anyway. I'll switch it off.
Okay.
I don't like turning off a good tune, so I'll have to wait for it to finish.
Okay.
There we go. So it's all right if it's due to finish. I can let it finish and just carry on with the talking afterwards. All right, he's gone. What was that about? Hi, Zero, how are you doing? Are you able to talk or not?
Hello, sir. Sorry about that. Yes. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know anything about pole flips, though. Magnetic pole flips. It's been talked about for years, but I don't think there's any evidence. I've heard of it, but I don't think anything's actually happened.
No, not within the last, I would say, 1,500 years. Nope. Something like that. No, I've been looking into that. I've been looking into Antarctica, the North Pole, and trying to figure out why there's certain confusions, so-called ancient times. If you're into that, I mean, I can go on, but...
Yeah, carry on, man. I'm interested in all sorts of things. Doesn't mean I believe it, but I'm interested in it.
Yeah, I mean... Okay. I know you talked to like South and Chris Wilson and those guys. They have a lot of information also. I'm kind of, you know, all right. So we're talking about magnetic. We're talking about the magnetic pole. So it could be North or South. You know, this is regardless. I've came to a conclusion that this can be independent, whether you believe the Earth is a globe, whether you believe it's flat, I don't care. If at what point in ancient history are you talking about? Because the magnetic pole apparently shifts every what, 3,000 years, something like that, 3,000 to 5,000 years. So if we're talking about Antarctica today, South. In the ancient past, they could be talking about the north. The north would go to Antarctica. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it only matters if you're affected by magnetic poles. So if you're living on the Earth, why does it matter where the North Pole or the South Pole is? Unless you're trying to direct a course. It doesn't matter, does it?
Right. We're in a closed system. It doesn't matter whether we're on a globe, whatever. It simply doesn't matter. And does, if we flip the poles magnetically, if the Earth is a globe, right, does it flip? Probably not. The poles just flip. If it's flat, doesn't matter. Doesn't. No.
So, well, the poles can still flip if the Earth's flat as well, because they're just changing position. So it doesn't matter whether they're changing position or changing position on a flat disc or whatever.
Yeah, man. So it could be north or south. So if you're saying, so if today, in 2020, whatever we are in right now, we look. The magnetic North Pole is going to the north, the so-called North Pole. the south opposite of the magnetic North Pole is going to the South Pole. Cool. But in ancient times, if we're talking 1,500 years ago, that might have been the opposite. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, back then, if we were back then, right now, talking today, we would be saying that the North Pole is Antarctica. Think about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, potentially. Well, it doesn't matter because all that's happening is the place that points to north would still point to north, wouldn't it? So wherever the North Pole is, your compass would still point north.
Yeah, they're just going by the compass. We're just going by the compass. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Antarctica so it doesn't. Antarctica is what?
It's a place. So maybe they called it Antarctica because this is, I'm just thinking outside the box. If they call Antarctica Antarctica, right now it's a place. It's independent of north or south. Magnetic. I'm just talking about the magnetic poles. That's all. The Earth could flip upside down. We don't know if it's upside down or right side up. Nobody knows. Who knows? If the Earth is flat, is north out or in? We don't know. The magnetic poles flip. Do they not? Every 3,000 whatever years, it's going to flip. The magnetic pole may flip. You know, we're still a couple hundred years away from that. I mean, theoretically, it's probably not 300 years, but, you know, 2,500 years BC, if they're talking about, I'm just laying on you. I'm sorry about this, but.
No, you're fine. Go.
This is just something I've been theorizing and trying to figure out myself. And I'm asking people, and a lot of people are clueless about this. You know, if we were alive 1,500 years ago, and we were talking about Antarctica, we would be saying that's at the North Pole. Right now, in our time, you know, Antarctica is in the South Pole. And that's all I want to say. Do you have any thoughts on that? Or I understand. Yeah, I just dumped that on you. And sometimes I do that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. But
are you fine? Don't worry. It's all good. It's
very interesting.
It's all good. Well, yeah, it doesn't affect the price of fish, though, does it?
No.
It has no bearing on my actual reality. It's just it's an abstract thing that might have happened, that's all. An abstract thing that may happen. But people have been talking about the poles flipping for the whole of my life, I think, and it hasn't happened yet. It's one of those Armageddon things, isn't it?
No, it's not Armageddon. It's just something that happens. You know, we don't know because it's never happened. We don't have records of that. We don't. They're, the only account that I have found of the poles flipping, this is a weird account though. There was an account, I don't know if the article was real or not. I'm going to have to back research of this. But they said the sun rose in the west instead of the east. And I don't know if that's true or not.
Now, right, so that would mean that the Earth was spinning in the opposite direction, wouldn't it?
That would mean the entire Earth flipped upside down. But
no, it doesn't need to flip upside down. It would just mean it was spinning in the opposite direction.
No, it
could still.
No. It's still spinning in the same direction. It completely flipped upside down overnight. Nothing else happened. Everything was cool. And according to this document, the sun rose in the east, and then one day it rose in the west. It was the opposite. Or it was the west, and now it's the east, and it is today. Something like that. I don't know what it was.
All right, Raccoon, How are you doing? Have you got anything to add to this magnetic pole shift conversation?
Oh, my God.
Well, I have a little bit. No matter what happens to the magnetic grid, whatever happens to the magnetic grid, just remember the polar north or the North Star Polaris has never changed but 3 degrees in recorded history, which goes back beyond the Dagon Egyptians.
Quick question. How do you know polar north or polar south?
The North Star, it never moves.
If I said the North Star is actually the polar south North Star.
Well, you can take that and just remember, 90% of what we've learned throughout our history and science and medicine, look at medicine, it's been a joke ever since they started it, because they casted away all the old home remedies and cures and said they were quackery and you must do modern medicine because none of that other stuff works. It used to work for thousands and thousands of years, and all of a sudden it's bad. History's written by the victor, drunk or sober.
Yeah.
We don't know if magnetic grids have ever changed on this earth. They can only speculate, like they speculate that the Egyptians built the pyramids, but it's come to find out that no, they just kind of stumbled on them when they moved north. You see what I'm saying? Don't worry about the grid changing, because if it changes and it destroys Earth, there ain't a damn thing you can do about it anyway.
No, it's not gonna do nothing. It just flips. As far as
they're all sitting there saying that if the grid turns and we're going to have massive earthquakes and tidal waves and stuff.
No.
All it is a magnetic object or magnetic mass that controls the Dagon compass to go a certain way. If it moves,
I'll have
it
to
moves.
Look into it a little bit more.
I've been studying land navigation and the stars for better than 50 years. And if we're hurling through space the way they do, they say we're going through the Dagon Earth at like Mach 50 or some crap. Well, why hasn't all the constellations not changed since we're flying through the Earth for thousands and thousands of years of history? They still have the same positions in the sky. I mean, you got to look at it. You have to look at it on the outside of the box. If we're doing what science, trust the science, they say, look what that got us in the last couple of years. If we trust the science, just remember, science is 60% theory and 40% proven fact on a good day. And sometimes that changes drastically into the teens, because there's always something coming up and things are done and they say, oh, well, that's a conspiracy theory. Believe me, I'm a scientist. You got to remember, scientists are taught by men who are trying to destroy our education system. Only certain people get to become scientists, not because they're smart or dumb. It's because they're picked to do it because they have a certain mentality. They say, we'll back you on anything you want to do. Like, spending $50 billion on studying insects and the mating habits of insects. In the meantime, they're spending $50 billion a year on abortions on human beings. I mean, where do you draw the line for just blatant insanity and everything that goes on around here? And once you get a microchip, if you don't get a microchip, you won't be able to do anything. You'll be locked down and probably in a concentration camp waiting to get your head chopped off because you're a useless eater, because you're not complying with the system.
I understand. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. The only thing I'm thinking about is ancient history. And how does ancient history record whether a magnetic shift has nothing to do with flat earth, has nothing to do with the globe, has nothing to do with physical anything?
What I'm saying is look at the signs. Don't look at human interaction, because just like with cave paintings, they drew back in the prehistoric times, Neanderthals and Cro-Magnon painted pictures on the walls of things that they seen, and people going, wow, this is really weird. How did they do this? How did they do that? Just think about it for a minute. We didn't know what a dinosaur was till the 1830s, because somebody constructed one bone and made a dinosaur. But yet, 7,000 years ago, the Chinese were putting dinosaurs on pottery. How the hell did they know? Did they have some kind of a technology back then to do the same thing that everybody's jumping on right now?
There's a report.
History's written by the victors, drunk or sober. That sounds good, Bill. Put it down there. Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh, it's sounds good. Let's do it. Look at our wars. Look at our societies. They're all a joke, because they want to rule man and destroy God's creation and screw your mind up so you don't know which way to think or which way to run. You know, I mean, we're in troubled times, and we have things that's gone on in history nobody's been able to decipher. Hell, before they found out that the Syrians made a, or the Syrians, crap, just lost their name, habit of being old. The first written language written back when they had the supposedly Anunnakis here. And before that, they said, oh, that was just hogwash, until somebody deciphered it and started figuring out what it was talking about, which is beyond me how they were able to take triangles and sticks and shit and make up a language.
How were the Anunnakis here first? They weren't here first.
No, I know they weren't here first. They were just one of them. This has been going on for billions of years.
I understand.
But there's certain things that people have to understand, is you have to use a little bit of your own thought process, and that's kind of hard to do anymore, because most people only have a 10-second attention span. They're not looking at the whole question. They're just looking at the parts that they understand the best, like it, in, and the. Okay? They don't understand outer space. They don't understand the nature of our Earth. They don't understand their neighbor, because they don't want to take the time to learn it. And it's hard to get people. And I've turned people around over the years and say, hey, you need to look at this. Or here's a piece of paper for you to read. Okay. And I asked, did you read that? No, I ain't had time. I said, it takes 5 minutes. You could do it while you're on the toilet, because you ain't doing nothing else, you know. But they refuse to, because it destroys the narrative they've been brainwashed into. I mean, that's the whole thing. Our societies
are like that. Correct. Huh? They are. Yeah. Many people
Our societies have brainwashed people into thinking only one way. Don't rock the boat. You scare everybody. Me, I like to rock the boat. I figure if you're either going to swim or die, you know.
Yeah, look for the truth. Yeah.
But we have a lot to learn, and we'll probably never know everything. We'll just still have those things that most people would call legends, which now they call conspiracy theories, but hell, look at how many have come through in the last couple weeks, you know. I mean, that's just the thing. We have Egyptologists that say, oh, this is what happened. They have no idea. You know what the Giza Plateau was named at before Egyptians moved in?
Where it was known as the Mountain of Caves. Come from before Egyptians?
Long before the Egyptians. It was known as the Mountain of Caves, and that's where they built the pyramids.
All right.
But that was known before the first written language that far back.
Before the Egyptians.
Thousands and thousands of years before the Egyptians. But that's, I tell people, all right, I tell people that, they tell me I'm crazy, and it's like, I like being crazy, you know?
No, you're not crazy, man. You have very interesting information. Everything people tell me, I take seriously, and you're respectful, yeah.
Well, there is no such thing as a coincidence.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What happened before Antarctica?
Well, you had the Pangaea.
Okay.
when we had one landmass, and I was talking about this in grade school, and I told the Dagon teacher, you can put the Earth back together; they all fit. And they told me to shut up. You know.
I'm talking about what civilization became before Antarctica. What is the oldest civilization on Earth? Is it Antarctica? And what happened before Antarctica?
It wasn't Antarctica. No, it was not Antarctica. Okay. And you'll find out soon, because let me explain something to you.
All right.
They have never been able to find anything down there to study, to say, here's what Antarctica was.
Okay.
If they do, they're not being transparent to people in the history of the world. They're keeping a secret. Shame on them. They should be disseminating that information to the kids in school so they can understand it. But they have never said there was a civilization on Antarctica. Okay. They just have ideas of this shape of this mountain might be a pyramid, or this looks like it was made into something, but they can't dig them up. Hell, it's got 2 miles of ice on it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, they say Antarctica is going to thaw out one day. Yeah, probably will one day, but not anytime soon, because when it's thawing out down there, it's freezing up here, you know, and vice versa. People don't understand that when you have winter, you have freeze up in the Arctic, and down in the south, when you have winter, or in the north, you're having summer, it freezes up down there. You know, people don't understand that crap.
Here's a question for you. Quick question. Do you think there are cities underneath Antarctica ice, ancient cities going back thousands of years ago?
I'll say possibly. Very possibly, because we don't know.
There's a possibility.
Yeah, it's a possibility of anything. I mean, nothing in today is impossible. Nothing. They're making Dagon robots. They talked about back in the 40s and 50s. We have a cell phone, but you know, back in the early 1900s, Tesla was the first one to bring out wireless communication and said someday people will have a phone in their hand.
Yeah, we never believed that, and then there we go, we have it, you know.
Yeah, that's what I say. Nothing in this world is impossible. You might think it's impossible, it's because you're not trying yourself to come up with the reasoning to see it. You just blow it off and continue on your mindless journey through life. I mean, most people are afraid of spiders. What's to be afraid of spiders for? Most all of them.
I'm afraid of spiders.
Won't hurt you.
I can't handle them.
I know, you were probably scared with them when you were young.
I don't know.
Me, I just slap them. I mean, I've even kicked black widows off. But I handle snakes all the time. Why?
I'm not afraid of snakes,
though. I didn't realize that half snakes the snakes I were picking up were poisonous.
I'm just picked up by spiders. I don't know why.
I picked up a lot of snakes, cool, and I didn't realize they were poisonous, you know. But, you know, I took a buck of snakes to biology class in high school. The teacher said, get me some wild snakes and garter snakes. And I went and picked him up a bucket of goddamn copperheads. He's like, ah, these are poisonous. We don't want them in here. So I didn't know they were poisonous. Funny. I didn't get bit. I was picking them up with my hand. I didn't have a snake tong. You know, I mean, shit. Yeah. People don't. A lot of times kids are grown into the fears because the parents are afraid and their parents taught them to be afraid of things. It's like anything you want to talk about. Guns. A lot of kids say, oh, I can't have a gun. They're scary. Gun's not scary. It's the person holding the gun. You know, he might be some insane dude. That's an
interesting topic also, man.
Yeah. Just like a spider. Daddy long legs. A lot of people don't realize it's the most poisonous spider in the world.
Yeah.
And if you ingest it, it will kill you.
Can't break through the skin.
Well, that's the thing. It can't bite you because their teeth are too small. But if you, like one couple back in the 80s, one got in a coffee pot. They drank the coffee, died at the kitchen table. Their family found them. They did an autopsy on them. Said, wow, this is weird. They've got the same venom of a daddy long legs. And they looked around and somebody looked in the coffee pot and said, whoa, daddy long leg dead in the coffee pot. You know, and it basically.
Are you serious?
Bit them.
I've never heard that story. Okay.
It happened, I think, in Michigan back in I think 83 or 84.
Shit. Okay.
It was big time news back then.
I'll have to look it up. That's interesting.
Look for death from daddy long leg spiders.
I used to see daddy long legs all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's a common spider.
A kid, man. They're everywhere.
I've stepped on them with my bare feet and slapped them with my hands and never died yet.
Whatever. Or do we pull their legs off and stuff? I didn't know they're poisonous, you know, at the time.
Well, the thing is, they can't bite you. Their teeth are not in position to bite skin. They kill their prey when they grab it and pull it up to their face. Kind of like a crab, you know, just grab it and then start chewing on it. But they can't bite human beings because they're just too big for them. They're basically going after other smaller insects like ticks and fleas and flies and mosquito now and then. But they're very poisonous spider.
Chris, I just noticed you're on here. Hello, Chris. How are you, sir? I bless you. You know, you guys are cool. I just brought up some very interesting things I was thinking about last week. And the magnetic earth, magnetic, you know, what is north, what is south? How do we, you know, we talk about the South Pole today and that's Antarctica in the ancient past, you know, if the magnetics flip, you know, were they talking about Antarctica? The North Pole in the ancient past. That's the thing I'm questioning. That's all.
No, I understand that. The thing that you have to look at too is there's only one area where it's magnetic at in the United States. And you know where that magnetism comes from? Underneath Canada.
Canada. Okay.
Yeah. There's one over in northern Siberia, too. Huh?
What is that, iron? Iron?
No.
Or no?
No, it's
what caused that?
Well, it's magnetic iron, basically. It's a magnetic iron deposit.
Yeah.
But our compasses do not point to true north in the United States. They're always 16 degrees or 14 degrees or even 10 degrees, depending on where you're standing. Okay. And in Russia or in Europe or in Asia, same thing. You have what they call the declination. And that declination points toward the magnetic north. Like, say, you pull up magnetic north and say China.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're maybe going to have to add, let's say 24 degrees, but probably not that much, probably under 18. You'll have to adjust your your line that you're going to use to travel somewhere, like you're going cross country. So you have to adjust that to be on your magnetic. You can't do that in the south, but it still pulls the compass to the north. And depending on where you're at in the world, depends on how the compass reacts to it. But there is no magnetic sphere that's going to pull north down to the south, because magnetism is a frequency. A lot of people don't understand that, but everything on this planet runs by frequency. From the smallest microbe to the largest animal has a frequency. Earth has a frequency. Magnetism is a deposit that we really barely understand as average people. Okay. Think about buying rare earth magnets. Okay. They get that from those areas where they find the big magnetic areas at, up in Canada or in Siberia, or they're all over the world. But some of the biggest ones are ones that trap the compasses. Okay. Your magnetic north is not your true north. And that true north is 3 degrees off of true polar north, which goes to Polaris. And that hasn't changed but 3 degrees throughout history, written history.
How far back does written history go?
And written history goes back 12,000 years right now. It keeps going back further all the time. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Look at Angkor Wat. 12,000 years ago, they buried the temples. They only uncovered a couple of them. They said it's probably going to take another 85 years to uncover the rest of them. But that's just a estimate, because they buried them on purpose for some reason, and nobody knows why. They took small rocks and large rocks that they could manhandle and buried the temples. Why would they do that? Maybe because there might have been a battle back then, kind of like what we would call a nuclear war, because a lot of temples around, from the Egyptian temples or whatever you want to call them, all the stone temples around the world have got plasma burns on them. And they haven't talked about that till recently. Said, why is white granite brown on this side? Oh, it's from the sun. Rock don't do that. That's a plasma burn from extreme heat. An extreme plasma heat burn to rock. And it's because it started to melt the crystallization in the rocks. I also done geology for a while. But there's so many things that we don't know, and everybody's trying to pull the wool over people's eyes about these things. But when you go back 50 years ago and study books from 30 years before that, you find a lot of things that ain't even spoken about in today's society. They've literally taken them out. It's kind of like the German book burning back in the 30s. Turn in your books, burn them all. And people did. History was lost. I mean, that's what societies do. Conquer and destroy.
So there, here's a question for you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We're the human race, right? Other races live within the earth, correct? From my knowledge, or from my research, it suggests that there are other races or, you know, ancient civilizations or people that live, what some people call aliens, are actually from inner earth, not
space. The aliens. We're the aliens. We were engineered. We were engineered to be on this earth. We're the only animal on this planet can do what we can do. Think about that for a moment. somebody wanted slaves and created man on different continents and used gene splicing on who knows what, you know, and then they created what we call races, but when you really look at it, it's just subspecies. Human race is the only race on this planet. Everybody else is a subspecies. I use the analogy of used cars in a car lot. What do they all have in common? You have four tires. They all got doors. They all got windows. Most all of them got a radio in it. And they got interior in it. And it runs on a motor. And it runs on the fossil fuel, which is exactly what we do. Okay? There ain't no difference in races. But that's bullshit stuff. There's only one race on this planet. It's called the human race. Everybody is a subspecies. Genetically screwed up for the simple fact of we've bred with each other in different areas of the world and created a new species. You know, like, say, half African or half black, or should I say half black and half white, or half Asian, or half... Australian, okay? Because if you look at it, where everybody says that they're a race from, they've been genetically modified through breeding from victors, and they've taken over and stuff. I mean, they say that Genghis Khan was from Northern Europe. He was bigger than everybody else. So he was the king, and he had 300 and some odd concubines and stuff, and it's like 4,000 damn kids and stuff. But nobody wants to talk about that. They say, oh, he was Chinese. No, he wasn't Chinese. He was red-haired giant of some sort. Now, we have people who come here, and all they want to do is victimhood themselves and try to get you to submit to them. I tell them to blow off. Go get you a goddamn Coke and go drink it somewhere and get your mind straight before you come over here with that crap and try to force it on me. If you look like a man, I'm going to call you a man. If you look like a woman, I'm going to call you a woman. You know that song, Dude Looks Like a Lady from Aerosmith? That's what we're living right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we have too many sidetracks to keep the narrative rolling in their favor. I say their favor, the people who are trying to change our society by taking out our histories, taking down our monuments, destroying buildings, changing names of streets for the betterment of man. Oh, give me a break. They all need to be taken out, tarred and feathered. And the worst ones hung afterwards and hung from the streetlights until their bodies rot away from their head. So that the little kids can look up and say, I don't want to go out like that. I ain't doing that crap. That's why they used to have public executions, so people would see what's going on and they would make up their mind they don't want to rob banks or don't want to go out and horse thief or cattle rustle, you know. There are evil people in this world, and some people don't know what evil means or where it comes from. Evil comes from the person's heart. His brain is the one that's controlling everything, but evil comes from his heart. You can be a good-hearted person or you can be a bad-hearted person. You don't care about anything. And some of that comes from our nutrition. Our nutrition has been GMO'd for 70, 80 years now, probably longer than that. And it's all for profit for them. And they straps us to the different systems we have encompassed in our society, like the medical industry. Oh, I got a tummy ache. I got to go to ER. Just drink a little bit of milk. That'll take care of it. Neutralize some of that acid. Here, eat a slice of bread. But no, we've been brainwashed to go to the doctor for every little thing. I would have made 90 trips last year to the doctor if I didn't have a bottle of super glue. Cut myself constantly, and when I do, I just slap a little super glue to it and keep on going. And we hard times make hard people. Easy times make weak-minded people. We have all these gangs running around in our societies, in every country in the world. There's gangs running around trying to control everybody. But if you isolate one of them guys off to the side who thinks he's the biggest, baddest person in the world with his little 9mm, and you start doing a slow torture on him, he'll cry like a baby and tell you things you never thought was possible. He'll tell you everybody he's killed, everybody he wants to kill. So here's a question
for you, man. What ancient place or time are you from? Where do you come from? Where do you, I don't know what the right word is. How do you, let's say designate's not the right word. The word is, how do you relate yourself, to yourself, through ancient history, if that makes sense. I just still not the right word, but I don't know how else to word it.
I would say that the Dark Ages.
Dark Ages. Interesting.
Yeah.
So what happened? What happened then?
1500s.
Okay. Yeah.
That's back when they were trying to make big civilizations into small civilizations and break into their own little kingdoms and stuff. You look at England. They fought against Scotland for years, and finally Scotland won and became the king of England. Look that one up.
I mean, that's where you would like to be, but no.
I would like to be in the 1800s, the early 1800s, because I like to explore stuff. I was born about 200 years too late.
All right, so what all right, so what's a good question for you? The good question is, what happened to Mars? Be direct with you.
Who knows? Who knows? Why should we worry about it? We don't even know anything about this planet. We're living on it for thousands and thousands of years. We don't know shit about planet Earth. We don't know anything about the oceans. There's places in the world that nobody's ever been to.
The ocean? Do you think there's alien bases? Do you think there's alien bases underneath the oceans?
Who knows? Who knows?
Like, what are all these monuments?
Nobody's ever been down to the bottom of Mariana's Trench.
Antarctica has a lot of monuments. Some people say there's UFOs right there.
Some people say, but until you get the proof that they've been into those areas and say, here's a picture, here's the receipts, show this to the world. Until then, it's just folklore. I mean, everybody wants to see receipts on everything. I'm not like that. I was like,
can I go to Antarctica?
Be that stuff there.
Can I go to? Do you want to go to Antarctica with me?
You can't go to Antarctica.
I'll take you to Antarctica.
You're a scientist, huh?
Do you want to go to Antarctica? Why can't we go there?
Because the damn world courts. Listen to me. The world courts have backed up. I'm serious as hell too here.
I'll fly you to Antarctica. If
have
go
backed
there.
Up the you treaty that says no shit. Private citizens can enter Antarctica. None. Unless you're invited by a government.
Is that because of the city there or no?
Who knows? It might be an ice wall. We don't know. We have no freaking idea about anything. All we have is our own little areas that we know the best. Everything else is, maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. We don't know.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
I'm just saying, if you can take me to Antarctica.
Well, hold on a minute. Hold on.
I'll pay for the
Bible
ticket.
Talks I'll about a flat, flat earth.
You take me to Antarctica. I'll go there myself. I'll figure it out.
Listen to what I'm saying now. Antarctica. Listen to me. Antarctica was only mapped in the 1400s, and nobody had been recorded being there yet when that map was written. Okay? Now follow me.
Okay.
What is the definition of a map?
A map is supposed to be truthful.
No, listen to me. What is the definition of a map? Not location. I don't want your explanation of what you think a map is. What is the definition of a map?
Where to go, location. Done.
No. Graphic what? Representation of the Earth's surface as seen from above. How the hell did they make a map that shows every mountain range back before they even had damn gas balloons going up? Think about it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, they're most likely somebody showed them what to do. Here, come on up here with us and let me show you what the world looks like. Okay, but before that, it was written in the Bible that God said it was a flat earth. And then in 1400, some guy who was a Mason was brought in by the Catholic Church and said, we want you to make a sphere map of the world. And this is what we're going to teach people. Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too good.
That's documented.
Yeah, but I know.
I'm either way, if it's flat or if it's round, oh well, okay, no big deal.
I don't know either, man. Listen to me. I've researched it both ways. I have no opinion either way. You tell me it's flat, whatever. You tell me it's globe,
yeah,
whatever.
That's what I'm saying. We have no idea what was here before we showed up, okay? Before we had a written language, nothing was recorded except pictures on a cave wall. And back then, when I was growing up, they said Neanderthals and Cro-Magnon were just stupid cavemen, went around, beat their wives on the head, and drug them off to a cave. Now they're saying, yeah, they made some pretty interesting stone tools and stuff. We didn't think they could do that. They were pretty smart people. Okay. Yeah, considering they lived the average age of 34. Yeah. I mean, you're talking Stone Age. You didn't walk into a heated house. You had to build a fire. Hold on. Come in silence here.
Jesus.
What about? I heard sirens. You guys still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Something's going on. What on earth's going on? What was the sirens about?
I don't know. I just thought the sirens were European. I was like, that's annoying. Because if it was in America, it would have been totally different. So, anyways.
Okay, I'm back.
That was my opinion. I just put my phone down for a second.
Hey, Raccoon, how you doing? You okay?
Yeah. I had to bring my wife in here for an appointment this morning, and it's snowing like a big dog. It's snowing like a big dog when I left.
Stories. Thanks.
You're right about that history being written by the Victor thing. That's very definitely true.
So just to let you know that giants are real and dragons are real too, and that's what I believe.
It's been proven that they were real. You know, think about this for a minute. Think about this for a minute. If Chinese had dinosaurs and all kinds of different dinosaurs on their vases in their early history, maybe some of those were the dragons they talked about. And of course, we know that the Dagon giants were around and talked about dragons throughout history.
There's no question about dragons. I mean, not dragons, giants. You cannot even, I mean, if you just look at anything,
it's mind-boggling
that they don't even admit to it. It's
Here in the United States, we had the Apache Indians who talked about it in their lore for thousands of years. Okay? And they talked about the time that they cornered the red-haired giants in a cave and they smoked them. Basically, they piled brush in front of the cave and lit it and kept them at bay in the cave and they asphyxiated them. Now, everybody thought that was crap. Oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about. That never happened, blah, blah, blah. In the 1800s, a guy went in that same cave, guano digging, because guano was a fertilizer back then, and he discovered hundreds of bodies in the bottom of it with femurs 5 to 8 feet long.
Giants are a fact. They don't even know why society denies this.
It's because of mind control. They want to keep your mind subjected to the torture they're putting on you all the time. How many people watched the Super Bowl and didn't pay attention to the satanic crap that was going on in halftime? A lot of people enjoyed it.
I didn't watch it, sir.
I haven't watched it since 69.
Nice.
Okay, I don't watch.
I don't even watch the news anymore.
I don't watch professional sports because you get more entertainment watching kids play the sports, of making those idiots who are supposed to be college grads, most of them, get their butt out there and make life better for people with the stuff that they've learned. Instead, they play football for millions of dollars a year, or play basketball or football or hockey. You know, I mean, we've been subjected to this stuff for so long and say, oh, you got to go to work Monday morning. Oh, gosh, I want to watch the game, but it's not going to be on until late and I'll be up all night, blah, blah. You know, that's what they suggest us to because they want to keep us under control, keep you dumb, keep you tired, keep you medically suspended in agony. And people don't understand that. I mean, there's a lot of things that we're going to find out here soon enough that is going to throw everything off. Like the CERN. How many CERNs are there in the world?
How many? That's a good question. Well,
I know of four.
At least three that I know.
I know of four.
Four. Where's the fourth?
Yeah. China.
China, that's not
good. They're all looking for what they call the God complex, but what they're trying to do is create an opening. They said, we don't know what's going to happen. We're going to do it anyway. They could blow up the whole damn world. They wouldn't feel any different. Huh?
It's going to flip us into another reality, they say. You know, the alternative reality.
That's what they say, but they have... They have no idea, though, because when they started that, they said, we don't know what we're doing, but we're going to do it anyway.
It was just there that's saying things?
Say again?
Who is there that's saying things about CERN? It's all a bit too vague for me.
The scientists who started this CERN project, the one in Switzerland,
they're looking for the Higgs boson, aren't they?
Well, they say they were looking for the God complex.
Well, the Higgs boson particle.
Oh, it is. They're trying to make a doorway or a gateway opening.
What four are you talking about? There's Switzerland, France. You say China. Where's the other one?
Switzerland and France.
North Carolina.
Switzerland and France is the same.
The same
Switzerland's as the largest one.
All right. Yeah. All right. Sorry. I just want to confirm that. Four.
They have one in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, at the University of North Carolina.
Yeah. I know about that one.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know anything about that or anything about a particle collider in China. I'm guessing there probably is one in China somewhere.
Well, you got to look at it. You know, we're the only ones that had an atomic bomb at the time, and now everybody's got them. Where did that information get leaked out to, you know? We give them the information just like we give them the dagon blueprints of the F-35. And now China's got F-35s that they built themselves. We give them the information. They're trying to destroy the world. People don't understand that. These people are out to destroy God's creation because Satan made a deal with him to help him do it. Because he can't do it by himself. He has to have your compliance.
So right.
They apply for power, money, and control.
Okay, so
Klaus Schwab. Who the hell is Klaus Schwab? That's
one interpretation of what's happening in the world. There are others available.
Well, there's others available, but what I'm saying is you take these guys like Klaus Schwab and George Soros and the Rothschilds and all the other big families that rule the world. Why are they doing it? They've got all the money. Why don't they just say, okay, we're done. We got everything. We own everybody. Now they're talking about extinguishing 90% of the population of the world. Why would they want to do that? It's not for climate change or for the betterment of the world. That's bullshit. They're trying to destroy God's creation and keep their little minion of slaves around their little areas to take care of them until they freaking die or disappear or whatever. But they're dying off left and right, so it doesn't make no damn difference. But the problem is these idiots get a hold of younger people and form their minds into this power control and making tons of money and having everything you ever want and having being able to decide on somebody else's life because you have all the money and all the power and all the control. You can destroy things at will. If they get us into the Hunger Games and every movie they ever put out, it's always information and nobody seems to understand it. But the Hunger Games, people were fighting for food. They were killing each other in a sporting event. Okay? Think of Escape from New York. That's what they would do if they wanted to come over here. They would surround and put up a sealed perimeter around the big cities, and then they would just let them kill themselves because they ran out of food. Nothing goes in, nothing goes out. And the rest of them, they just go around catching them wherever they're at and just annihilate them or causing a horrific train accident that was filmed 2 years ago in the same location. I mean, come on. They say 2012 was the end of the Mayan calendar. Okay. Back in the 60s, they had a song say the Age of Aquarius. Do you know that we passed into the Age of Aquarius last summer? We left Pisces and started into Aquarius, a new time frame, a new dimension.
Yes, Saturn did.
We did. The whole damn solar system went into it.
As far as I know, there's about a 50, I think it's 57 years before the end and the beginning of Pisces and the beginning of Aquarius.
No, it's 2,500 years. To make the full turn through the zodiac, multiply that by 12.
And as far as I know, it varies. So if you go from Pisces to Aquarius, it's different. The average is what you're saying. I agree with that. But it could
there
be more.
There is no average. There is no average. That's the way the Earth moves through space, if that's what it's doing. Okay. That's the way the constellations line up. That's the time frame on Earth. Time is only relevant to Earth. We make it sound like it goes out throughout space. But our time is based on a rotation around the sun, and then it's split into sixes. You got 24 hours a day. You got 60 minutes in an hour. You got 60 seconds in a minute.
Yeah, it's a Babylonian system. It's a Babylonian system based on six and six. Yeah.
And it's only relevant to Earth.
It doesn't actually exist. Time doesn't exist. No, it's a completely human construct.
We only go by time because that's what our masters want us to go by. Be here at such and such a time, or be at work at such and such a time, or I'm hungry at such and such a time for my normal dinner time.
Yeah, time only exists. What is the sirens about? No idea what that's about. Anyway, time only exists to keep the trains running on time. No, it's all right.
Guys,
it's
I got to go. I have no to go, worries, guys.
No problem. We're coming to the end of the show anyway.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you for your information. Very interesting.
No problem.
Bless you guys.
I'll see you around.
All right, man.
Bless you guys another day. And it's cool.
Yes, time doesn't exist at all. It's all completely human construction. There is only here and now, ultimately. Chris, are you with us, or are you doing something else, or listening?
I was listening, but we lost our raccoon. Okay, I just wanted to get some breakfast, but basically, I know of 18 CERNs, and they're in Europe. The biggest one is the one in Geneva, Switzerland, which is on the French border. And I have an article on it I can send you that they built 17 additional CERNs that are started in 2015. And the only one that's in Eastern Europe is the Czech Republic. But these are basically, Raccoon is correct. It's what they stated was for the Bose-Higgins particle is absolutely BS. They built those to create a dimensional vortex between the fourth dimensional etheric realm and our third dimensional physical realm. And basically these idiots, these psychopaths, they think they can control a fourth dimensional negative realm. To basically bring them on board through this portal, and they're absolutely insane. The fourth dimensional realm, these beings, there's three dimensions that I learned when I had my near-death experience. There's positive, there's benevolent, which is positive. There's neutral, which is indifferent. And there's malevolent, which is evil. And unfortunately, all governments have aligned with this fourth dimensional evil realm, and they're all on board. They either play the game or they get tariffs and sanctions and go bankrupt. So they're joining them. But there were, as of 2015, they were building 17 new CERNs in Europe and one in Eastern Europe. This is the worst thing they could ever do because just like when you look at the CERN in Geneva, Switzerland, the East Indian government gave their icon, their statue of Shiva, the god of destruction, is it right in front of their headquarters.
It's a statue of the dancing Shiva. It represents the interconnectedness of the universe.
Right. The East Indians have three major gods, and Shiva is one of them. Anyway, but it's a god of destruction, not god of rebirth. Okay. And we're in for some very bad times very quickly. So Raccoon is correct, but as you know, basically that it's not for the purpose that they stated. And we just have to live with the consequences. I've been in touch with my adopted Australian daughter in Western Australia, in Perth. And my old goal, I've been targeted for like, gosh, several months, trying to do the right thing in life. And they're just not, these people are just sociopaths. And they put a hard block on me for the Beans and Winnie show. There were two people in particular that convinced them to do this. And that was Crazy Kyle and Jiu-Jitsu. Jiu-Jitsu also goes by something O' Floss. The point is that they have no conception of what is truly going on. They don't know why their jobs are disappearing, why they're broke, they're out of money, they're trying to find work. And we're at the last stages of society in Western civilization. I figured this out back in 1998 when I was selling weapon systems, billion-dollar weapon systems, to Saudi Arabia, Israel, as well as the other Western countries of Australia, South Africa, Canada, Great Britain, Western Europe, besides the Middle East. And it's not going to get better. Unfortunately, in current form, hundreds of millions are going to die, even billions. But we have to just think positive. The answer to life, two of them, is number one is spirituality. It's not religion. Religion is a control mechanism. And yes, there is. They've discovered beneath Antarctica. I have an essay on that. I don't have the photographs from Corey Good, but I do have the actual diagrams. And basically, there was a flash flood approximately 55,000 years ago. And what happened is through our geomorphic changes that happens every 25,920 years, where the magnetic poles reverse, that oceans came and swept over the land, and they literally flash froze these two races. There's an 8-foot and there's a 10-foot. They look different, but they're tall and slender. And they found three base crafts, which are like, my gosh, they're miles long. I can't remember the exact, like 3 miles long, and then shuttlecrafts that are 17 of them. But I have the diagrams that were drawn by Corey Good, the psychic empath, and it's fascinating. But this is real, and also there is a base. I'm going to send you Operation Tamerlane. I think you'll appreciate it because this is of Great Britain that went, the MI6, where they went to war in northeast quadrant of Antarctica, and they did find that the German Nazis had aligned with the reptilians and had given two bases of medium to lesser size, and the reptilians kept the largest one. But that is factual, and I even have the maps going where the Germans went under Antarctica and got to inner Earth. Anyway.
All right. That's a teaser for Saturday's show, because we've got about 5 minutes left, so we need to start wrapping up.
Chris, your opinion on Corey Wood. Operation Tamerlane. Should I follow him? I just found him the other day. Should I follow him? Corey Good. He's good? Good information? Yes, no?
Well, he was until he got caught plagiarizing, but... yes, for a while he's a psychic empath, and he was used between our third dimensional realm and our fourth, even fifth dimensional, and he gets teleported instantly. He's been to inner Earth. There's approximately seven benevolent races. One is based on the goddess Venus, and he visited them, and I have that description of his episode there. There's another one.
Okay, I'll look it up. Dennis is out of time, I think.
Right, okay.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up. Thank you.
Okay, I'll sign off. Okay, Dennis, we'll see you Saturday. You'll have the essay. Over.
All right. No worries. I'll be back on probably tomorrow as well, around about this time, maybe 4 o'clock my time, something like that. Do another call-in show if you want.
Bless you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Take all right. Care. No worries, Zero. Okay. Nice to speak to you. See you later, man. Over and out.